The Colorado Department of Transportation, or CDOT, hopes to have Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon open by the end of the day on August 14th. Governor Jared Polis shared the news from the upper deck of the highway, overlooking the so-called pothole from hell, the largest stretch of missing roadway along the route.
A lot of this area that we're at and just ahead was buried under 10 to 15 feet of mud as short as a week ago. And frankly, CDOT engineers didn't know what would happen when they dug to the bottom. It's good to see it cleared. It's good to see the road back. It's also just impressive to give you a sense of the power of Mother Nature to see the areas where the mudslides came down, to see the chutes here in Blue Gulch, to see the way the river was rerouted, the bike lane destroyed. Here at mile marker 123.5, there was just damage to a very limited area, and those repairs will be complete enough to allow for one lane each way by Saturday afternoon.
CDOT Executive Director Shoshana Liu said that several shorter closures will still be needed for repairs, as well as during flash flood warnings.
There is continued rockfall risk in this canyon. I mean, looking around us, that's not something that's going to change. And part of the reason we have a standard operating procedure where we close when there is a warning relative to flood risk is because if it happens, we don't want there to be people in the road when it happens.
Liu also assured travelers that improvements are being considered for alternate routes like Cottonwood Pass. In the meantime, it looks like I-70 will soon be back in business. For KDNK, I'm Will Grandbois.